Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mr. Richard Pennyman, ladies and gentlemen, otherwise known as Little Richard. Still rocking after all these years. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and we're rocking after more than 22 years on the radio, on the internet, around the world, in outer space, beaming over to your little tinfoil cap as you're waiting on the mothership to beam you back because you're off your meds. We're glad you're here, whatever it takes. John knows a couple. You know a couple of those people, don't you, John? That's what John's a trained, educated psychologist, folks. It's what he does for a living. He helps people with their mental attitude. Do you know some people who are sitting in their basement with their little beanie, aluminum foil beanies? They're off their meds. They're waiting on the mothership to beam them back. John, you know people like that?
You know, at the moment, I don't have any of those on my caseload, but I do know some people, and I've actually thought, man, I should just check in on them.
Yeah, to see if they just take them a roll, take them another roll of aluminum foil and help them out a little bit. We're just teasing,
well, you know,
folks. We're just having some fun. Go ahead.
You know the 5G thing, and they're selling those underwear and stuff that are lined with silver threads,
copper,
and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Uh-huh.
Like, we need to make some hats like that. Some beanies.
That's right.
Like that.
That's right. Hey, John. I mean, I think that they're. And I know I play the Pollyanna glad game around here a lot. I'm an entrepreneur. Entrepreneurs, if you look up entrepreneur in the dictionary, the first line says pathological optimist. That's the first dictionary. The second definition is undercapitalized. Those two go together. But I'm a pathological optimist. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a Pollyanna in a way. But I also have been around a while. I've been to town at least twice. And it's not my first goat roping. And so I've got some perspective. But with all that mush together, I see silver linings. I've been through enough of these things, and I've seen the silver linings, the things that happen on the other side of a challenge like this that would not have happened without the challenge, and that thing was a good thing. What do you think?
I think that is exactly what's going on. You know, every coin has two sides to it. And, you know, I sit back and, you know, these are challenges, and it makes us a leaner, meaner fighting machine, you know, when we have to deal with these things. And we, you know, necessity is the mother of invention. We've heard that thousands of times in our life. And that's exactly what's happening. You start moving things around and shifting things one way or the other. And that's what we got to do. I mean, if we're going to survive, it's survival of the fittest.
Well, but you know, you think about. I know one of the things you've written about lately is how this could, you know, the question you ask is this going to pull us together? Or is this going to put us farther apart? In my neighborhood, I've never seen so many people outside walking their dogs.
Absolutely.
I have met more neighbors in my extended neighborhood in the last month than I ever had met. Now, we didn't become BFFs, but I know them.
No.
I know what. And my wife and I will drive by, and they'll be walking their dog, and she'll say the name of the dog.
Absolutely.
A month ago, we didn't even know they had a dog.
That's right. And now we know who in the neighborhood is going through cancer treatment, who's had organ transplants, who's, you know, and because we're talking. And we're talking at a safe distance, and we're helping our neighbors out. You know,
Do you think this would possibly get us off of the crack cocaine of social media platforms, the Facebook crack cocaine? Do you think this could? I know it's getting us off of it, but do you think this will last? Will it endure?
Well, you know, humans are creatures of habit, and that's the problem. And we tend to, just like everything else in nature, take the path of least resistance. Right now we have resistance, so we're kind of defaulting back to old school type interaction with real human beings. We're not texting now. We're actually mm-hmm. picking up the phone and calling. So we don't have to rely on emojis to have that transfer of sincerity. You know, what's going on physically, emotionally, because we hear it in our voices now because we're actually talking again. think those are great things, and they're going to, at least for the immediate time, solve some of our problems that we've been having, this disconnect with our family, with our loved ones, with our friends. My gut is, though, being creatures of habit, that once this is over and we've kind of, the dust has settled, I unfortunately figure about 3 months we're going to be back to our old game.
I hope we can. I'm going to be reminding people, though. I'm going to, as long as I'm here, I'm going to be reminding people,
absolutely,
you know, put the mouse down and call somebody. I always, in a little bit of a sarcastic way, I tell the young people, you know, that thing you're holding in your hand has a phone app, right? You know that there's a phone button there, you know?
Exactly. And
hear a voice. Humans need to hear a voice to see a face, don't they?
And have that skin-to-skin connection. But if you don't have that, that voice is the next step.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Amazing neurotransmitters.
Mm-hmm. Are you seeing increased anxiety among the people in your world, in your professional world? Are you seeing people, are they more anxious about the disease? Is that part of that? Is that what's causing the anxiety?
You know, yes, and it surprises me. There's moments when I think, okay, people are more concerned with, you know, your side of the game, the economics and the business,
yeah,
the entrepreneurship among my peers. And then, you know, the next day I'll be talking with them, and I'm like, wow, maybe we need to get you on some Xanax. You're freaking out now.
Can you put me in a prescription? Hey, John, I got to wrap it up. DrPsycho.com is the website. Dr. John Huber. DrPsycho.org. Check that out, folks. Thank you, John. See you next time. Quick
Thanks,
break.
Jim.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.